From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. China's best-known human rights prisoner, Liu Xiaobo, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu was a Nobel Peace Prize winner who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Liu Xiaobo is survived by a son and his wife of 21 years, who was a staunch supporter of her husband. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that the, quote, media witch hunt linking his 2016 presidential campaign to Russia is bad for the country. He says there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, there's no nothing. Trump accused Democrats of playing their card too hard on the Russia thing, he said, because people aren't believing it, especially in making accusations of treason. Trump spoke to reporters during a one-hour conversation on Air Force One as it flew to France. He defended face-to-face talks with the leader of Russia, whom he met last year in Germany, because of mutual interests concerning Syria and other geopolitical issues. He says, if you don't have dialogue, you have to be fools. Let's be the smart people, not the stupid people. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. The man convicted